Operation Lone Star boosts support for deployed Texas National Guard soldiers. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 500,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 39,500 criminal arrests, with more than 35,600 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 467 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 37,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 31,500 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 16,300 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott expands border security operations in Eagle Pass. Governor Abbott today announced that Texas is establishing a forward operating base in the Del Rio sector to house Texas National Guard soldiers that are responding to President Joe Biden's border crisis during a press conference in Eagle Pass. Before now, the Texas National Guard had been scattered across this entire region in cramped quarters, away from fellow soldiers, and sometimes traveling long distances to do their job, said Governor Abbott. This base camp is going to dramatically improve conditions for our soldiers. Texas would not be able to respond to President Biden's border crisis without the brave men and women of the Texas National Guard, and it is essential to build this base camp for them. Watch. Human smuggler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit in Webb County. A human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Webb County this week. The driver eventually stopped and was arrested. Pablo Vasquez, of Laredo, is charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Six illegal immigrants from Mexico were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Human smuggler collides with FedEx truck during Webb County pursuit. A human smuggler collided with a FedEx truck during a pursuit in Webb County. It happened on FM-1472. The smuggler kept driving, then stopped and bailed out. The smuggler, from Laredo, was eventually captured and now faces charges of evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Seven illegal immigrants from Mexico were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. KRGV exclusive on DPS brush team operations. KRGV News joined DPS Sergeant Guadalupe Casares in Palmview for an exclusive look at DPS brush team operations as part of Operation Lone Star. During the ride along, Sergeant Casares provided a first-hand look at DPS efforts to track migrants and human smugglers in the thick brush along the Rio Grande River. "They'll hide in the cactus and just wait until we leave or the coast is clear," said Sergeant Casares while searching in the brush. Watch. Texas National Guard adds more border barrier near Shelby Park. With crossings in the Eagle Pass area decreasing thanks to Texas's ongoing border security efforts, Texas National Guard soldiers continue to install more concertina wire and anti-climb barriers in hot spots near Shelby Park to deter and repel illegal crossings along the Rio Grande River. "We're coming back down here to finish what we started here a few months ago," said First Lieutenant Hayden Starr of Surge Response Team 3. "The goal right now is basically to cover the first area with 3-2-1 strand, and then place these panels called ACBs, anti-climb barrier, is the term we use for them. On top of these anti-climb barriers, we have razor wire to kind of add extra protection from climbing over, and the triple strands are used to keep people from going under."